Gate.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, and your pretty little princess as well, Mrs. Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or you can follow us on our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. And also go over to Bradley Dean, double E, two different websites, one personal, one fan page, Bradley Dean. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Friends, I also wanted to let you know that phone lines are accessible today, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And folks, I just wanted to let you know right off the bat that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? I'm trying to get to the gist of everything for the sake of time today.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. As I say every day in this show, we want to have the mind of Christ. We want to have the heart of Christ. And I'll just highlight real quick our product of the week, which is one of our most popular items. It's What is the Price of Freedom t-shirt. On the front of it, it says, What is the Price of Your Freedom? Ask a Veteran, with the stunning message of Iwo Jima and the soldiers pushing up the flag. And on the back of it, it says, What is the Price of Your Redemption? Ask the Son of God. And it's got the most incredible picture of Jesus on the cross I've ever seen. And it's a way to preach at all times. By the way, it was Francis who said, Preach at all times and when necessary, use words. So this is a great way to do that. It's a $20 donation, but monthly sponsors, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, get 25% off, making it $15. So if you'd like to go ahead and order, you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com, under clothing to order, or you can call our office and talk with us in person if you'd like at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, real quick, Bradley, you asked me to get some pictures of presidents who had, you know, quotes, of presidents who had talked about our nation being founded as a Christian nation, so on and so forth. I must say that there was such an abundance of quotes, it's hard to even decipher them down to a few, because there's so much there.
There's only one that has actually acknowledged or denied our heritage, and his name is Barack Hussein Obama, and we've seen him do it several times. But every president prior to this criminal in the White House has acknowledged that we are a Christian nation out of their own mouths.
That's exactly right. And so I'll give you just a few of them. You can stop me whenever you want to. But it was Woodrow Wilson who said, America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. Calvin Coolidge said, the foundations of our society and our government rests so much on the teachings of the Bible that it would be difficult to support them if faith in these teachings would cease to be practically universal in our country.
Of course.
Exactly. Dwight Eisenhower said, the words under God will help us keep a constantly in our minds and the hearts the spiritual and moral principles which alone give dignity to man and upon...
But I think it's antithetical to who we really are.
Oh, no.
I think it's directly contrasted as to who we are. And,
I know.
You know, we're just just not a Christian nation. And, you know, what about that Tripoli or Tripoli or whatever they call it? But it's not a repudiation of the fact that, friends, 78% of the American people profess, I said profess, making clarity, making clear defined lines here for you, that we are a Christian nation.
And absolutely. And who better would know than our founding forefathers, the one who actually founded our country, what their principles were in
founders
mind?
Founders are actually the ones that established?
Establishing, yes.
Gosh,
give us our
doctrine,
quote, foundation.
Yeah.
That's right. To finish off what Dwight Eisenhower said, he said, the hearts and the spiritual and moral principles which alone give dignity to man and upon which our way of life is founded, not was founded, is founded. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said the destiny of America is to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to all men everywhere. And finally, John Quincy Adams said, the highest glory of the American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. That's so inconvenient. They're not separate. They're together.
You know, isn't it interesting that we've had how many presidents up until this one acknowledge who we are, what our foundations are derived from, common law, Mosaic Institution, God's moral law, and then we have one president deny our existence, and then all of a sudden we have the wicked on every side, when the wicked are exalted, trying to establish more wickedness by denying the very fact that they are on the same Christian boat that we are on, that God bestowed upon us. I mean, God shed his grace upon us has meaning. One nation under God has meaning. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance, it has meaning. When you see the scriptures on our found, you know, our founding landmarks, it has meaning, friends.
Right.
The Liberty Bell. You can go to the Declaration of Independence with Lady Liberty. You can go over to the Washington Monument. I mean, I can go on and on. The Christian crosses above the heads of the fallen that have laid down their selves for the freedoms in which we possess today. Let me go over to one of the Sons of Liberty. And by the way, John Adams was one of the Sons of Liberty as well. But Patrick Henry said this in 1776. It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For that reason alone, people of other faiths have been afforded freedom of worship here. Now, the reason I'm talking about this today is because I had some guy go on my website, I believe it was the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and said, Bradley, you know, I wish I was with you on this Constitution and this God thing, but they're completely antithetical. And I thought to myself, how many times do we need to be told? I mean, we have God on our money. We go into civil buildings across the country in all 50 states of our union, and we see Moses on the civil buildings, and we see on the preambles, the state preambles, God acknowledged, God Almighty acknowledged, so on and so forth. In some cases, Jesus Christ. But we all know who we serve, and we all know who the God is that bestowed upon us what we have today, Exodus 18:21. And when he said it was antithetical, directly opposed or contrasted, in other words, mutually incompatible,
mm-hmm.
I thought to myself, really, what does it take? The freedoms that they have are given by God, and they are denying the very hand that gave those rights in the first place.
Yes.
And they're twin sisters, as Mr. Wilson rightly said, James Wilson, and I just don't understand what people don't understand.
Yeah, this guy must seem to know more than John Quincy Adams, who founded our country, who said they are so connected with civil
yes.
government and the principles of Christianity. Unbelievable.
Yes. Okay, well, folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Let me just say this. Let me lay this out for all of my listeners to hear again. The lines are wide open for all of my opposition to deny the fact that we are a Christian nation. Bring it on. Bring it on.
But that would mean they'd have to actually, like,
call in instead of just rather blogging about. Yeah.
You know, like these anonymous jabs where you can't actually talk back with them.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, Charles Carroll, said this: without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of what? Free governments. Free governments. It's simply put, you want a black and white answer, friends? If you're not going to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Are the American people today complaining about a tyrannical form of government attempting to take over? Yes. What are they attacking? Your Christian foundations, your Christian heritage, friends. And let me remind all of you lawless, atheistic freaks out there, folks, just like John Adams said, we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. So let me put it this way. As Robert Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, rightly said, either you're going to be ruled by the word of God or you're going to be ruled by bayonets. What are you beginning to see implement? What do you see beginning to encroach upon the American people? What are you seeing incrementally taking over our way of life, namely in our culture? Force. Police force. Military force. Why is that? Because no longer will the American people govern themselves. So to say it's antithetical, friends, directly opposed or contrasted to God and government, it's completely false.
Yeah, and I think the thing to note it, as I said earlier, is, you know, you cannot get away from it as you're talking about. When I'm going through and looking at these quotes, there's such an abundance there. It's not like you have to search for them and try to find it in places where they might be. They're inscribed.
Right in front of your face. On buildings.
Exactly.
Everywhere you go.
Washington, D.C., I mean, these monuments, they're marble monuments with God.
But like their big brother, Adolf Hitler, these people know within themselves, Joseph Goebbels, just keep telling the people a lie long enough until they finally believe it.
That's exactly right.
Because if you keep telling it over and over and over again, sooner or later, they're going to believe it.
Right.
Joseph Goebbels said that. Adolf Hitler said that. So when they begin and inundate you with the lies that, you know what, they're just antithetical one to another, completely opposed. They're contrasting, you know, like black and white. No, they're not. God is the one that gave us our rights. And if you would simply read the Declaration of Independence, you would know. So they're not antithetical. James Wilson said this, the Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution, signer of the Declaration of Independence, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends, and mutual assistance. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. Yes, because they're coming from the same creator. That's why.
And why is America a light to the world? Because we're a Christian nation, because we're established upon principles of Christianity. All of the different setups that they have for government, where they got tax exemption, all these different things, were derived directly from the Bible.
Well, look at this. America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. If we can undermine these three areas, America will collapse from within. Who said that? Joseph Stalin. So these are the people that are trying, well, the revisionists. I want to tell you, revisionists, something that God has not changed his mind. If it is written, the word of God is settled in heaven forever, my friends. But I want to let you know that Joseph Stalin said exactly what these people are attempting to promulgate on the American people today. And what's under attack? America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism. What's under attack? The Tea Party. This administration is scared to death of this Tea Party. It's patriotism. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. What are they doing? They're trying to tear down the laws. It's morality. Who's demoralizing the American people more than, well, actually, this administration and the American people allowing him to do it? Nobody is. So as long as patriotism, morality, and its spiritual life, Christianity, is under attack by this administration, then you can rest assured who said it. An individual that thanks Satan himself. Not just Joseph Stalin. Karl Marx? No. Not Vladimir Lenin. No, not Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. No. All the same source. They're all doing the same thing that their daddy does, John 10:10. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they do. So when you are seeing these people attempt to undermine who we are, friends, know that they are attacking everything that you are and what your foundations and documentation say that you are. Case in point here, separation of powers is found in Jeremiah 17:9. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. President must be natural born citizen. Oh, I get it. Now that's what the problem is. That's why he's attacking the Bible all the time. Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment came from Deuteronomy 17:6. Three branches of government, Isaiah 33:22. Tax exemption, as Stephanie just brought up, for churches, Ezra 7:24. Churches are non-taxable, IRS Publication 557. Republicanism came from Exodus 18:21. Is that not good enough for you? Or what about this one? When you go back and you look at our foundations and you compare us to other countries that are ruled through oppressive measures, totalitarianism, and the such, you have, going back to the French and the French people, going back to the revolution in that country, over 10 years after American Revolution, they're into their 15th Constitution. America, you're still into your first. How does that work? Who's keeping power is that? Brazil's into their 7th constitution since 1822. Huh. You're still into your first, America. Poland's into their 6th constitution since 1921. America, you're still into your first. Why is it that foreign countries want to emulate your founding document, namely the Declaration of Independence and the Mayflower Compact and the Constitution of the United States? Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. You're still into your first. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind, modern history. And folks, when you find those that actually researched a bunch of professors that actually told the truth through their research. Well, they found that 15,000 writings analyzed 3,154 quotations and sources that the Bible is found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. John Locke, Charles D. Montesquieu, and William Blackstone. So when you look at the Constitution and the Bible to say that they're antithetical, friends, it's completely untrue. 1-866-233-0747. Do you know that we have these freedom from religions, these right-wing watch communists, these bloggers? Friends, they will not get on the radio. Why will they not get on the radio? But they'll get behind the state-run media and they'll begin to push their lies on the American people. Why? Because they know that if they spread it and they can go out there and create a case where they can actually suppress someone through illegal, unconstitutional means, well, they'll put that in the paper for you. But if you look at the Constitution and the laws of who we are and where it is that we came from, I'll tell you what, they don't have a thread to hang on to. But as long as you remain dummy down, ignorant, and fearful, well, they're going to continuously do what they do. And they are. So to say, again, the Constitution and the Bible are antithetical, friends, one towards each other, it's just complete nonsense.
Absolutely.
In every sense of the word.
Well, you know, Alex de Tocqueville, he said, "I sought for the greatness and genius of America."
A foreigner.
Yes.
A foreigner.
"I sought for the greatness and genius of America in her commodious harbors and her ample rivers, and it was not there. In her fertile fields and boundless forests, and it was not there. In her rich mines and her vast world commerce, and it was not there. In her democratic Congress, in her matchless Constitution, and it was not there. Not until I went into the churches of America
Black regiments.
And heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power."
Oh, so a foreigner, Alex de Tocqueville, had to come to America and tell America where their greatness was derived and where it was found. It was found from the pulpits. And what was the quote?
"It's not until I went into the churches of America and heard her pulpits flame with righteousness did I understand the secret of her genius and power. America is great because she is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, she will cease to be great."
So antithetical. Interesting. A foreigner had to come to America to know what caused us to stand out and to be called the light of the world by other nations throughout the world. And that's why you have so many foreign countries today looking to the American people, because they know who our daddy is.
And that's such a great point.
Flames of fire, though, is what really stood out. The Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Hey, folks, you don't have to sell fire. And fire, you need to keep in mind, it actually consumes. God is a consuming fire. And he noticed that they were flames. And when Scripture tells us that we're called to be ministers of the flames of the fire and flames of fire, I'll tell you what, it only shows you who their daddy was, and that was called the Black Regiment. They are the true heroes that preceded our forefathers coming behind them to establish what we have today through less than 3% of the population. And now less than 1.6% of the population is there to destroy this country, and the American people stand back and let them do it. Folks, you got SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Bradley and Stephanie, 1-866.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. I noticed we got some folks out there that will post that government and God are antithetical. They stand in contrast one towards another, when in fact, folks, that's the furthest thing from the truth. How's that working out for you, America? What would you think of me if I said, let's take all the stop signs down, the speed limit signs and the such? Or let's say you're a basketball game or a football game or a baseball game. Let's remove the referees. What would you think of me? You'd say, well, that's crazy, Bradley. That's anarchy. So you have to have those that will mediate and enforce the laws of the game, right? Do you think that God created us and just kind of said, you know what, I'm going to create them, throw them down there, and just let them alone? I'll just watch how they can destroy my creation. Would you do that with your natural kids? Absolutely not. Neither did the God of heaven. That's why there is a Moses to establish law. That's why there is grace and truth, which came by Jesus Christ, who fulfilled that law. That law just happens to be the laws of our constitutional republic, like it or not. If you oppose, get on the radio. Tell all of our listeners across the world what you know. Tell us how we're not a Christian nation. Tell us how it's so antithetical, God and our constitutional republic. Please share with us in your wisdom, because we need it. For my own part, I sincerely esteem it. The Constitution, a system which without the finger of God never could have been suggested and agreed upon by such a diversity of interests. Who said that? Well, that was none other than Alexander Hamilton. What about Thomas Jefferson? The Bible is the cornerstone for American liberty. Of course it is. What about President Andrew Jackson? The seventh president of the United States, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Folks, where are these people deriving this from?
I think their own imagination.
It's absolutely. They just want someone to be as stupid and as blind, yeah, on purpose, by the way, as they themselves are. And they are willfully stupid.
Mm-hmm.
The fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teaching we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that enough these days, said President Harry Truman. If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we finally end up with a totalitarian government, which you have today, America, which does not believe in rights for anybody except the states. And I got to tell you something, just like John F. Kennedy said back in the 60s, you didn't derive your rights from the generosity of the state. You derived them from the hand of God. Boy, did these people know something, or did these other people know something?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Remember that time when you spoke at that college, and there was actually a quote-unquote Christian girl in the front who was kind of giving you some problems?
Oh.
She said that we have to be careful, and you tell a story about the foreigner and what he said.
I'll never forget it. We went and we did a college in Minnesota here, Minnesota. And we got there, and we were doing a class, and all of a sudden this self-professed Christian, a lack of thereof, my friends, started saying, you know, we're just not a Christian nation. Of course not. She was dressed all provocatively. She wanted to create a God that suited her sin, that didn't mind her lying, stealing, cheating, so on and so forth. So we have to separate so I'm not called out for my hypocrisy. So we decided to do it for her. Remember John 15? Jesus came and he uncovered their sin, their cloak of covering. See, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do? Well, that's what I did. I said, really? And all of a sudden, when I started to educate her, all of a sudden a foreigner, a Somalian kid, he said, can I say a couple things here? And I said, sure you can. He said, the reason that me and my family moved to America is because we know that you were and are a Christian nation.
Amen.
So we have a foreigner standing up to reprove someone that lives here. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And that's why foreigners are coming to this country. When you go to Washington, D.C., you see my Heavenly Father everywhere.
That's
and his
right.
Son everywhere, friends. You're not going to get away from that. But again, we're told it's antithetical. No, my friends, that is not true whatsoever. So here we are. So let's go to Jim from Georgia. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm doing just grandioso. And you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing as best as I can right now.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm just calling in because... honestly, I watched, I was blind under Clinton, had no idea what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I say under Clinton, I shouldn't even say that, but you know, when he was president.
Yep, right, gotcha. Under his administration.
Terrible things happened.
Yep.
George Bush Jr. came in.
Yep.
Terrible things happened. I mean, just completely, I mean, terrible things.
Yep.
Obama is accelerated. I agree with you on everything you're saying about Obama, but I'm also saying that Bush is like setting stepping stones for the next tyrant, and then they're able to get to that level, and then the next one comes in.
Yep.
And it just gets worse and worse and worse.
Jim, you're exactly right. It's the same agenda, same propaganda going forward, just different players. That's all. Different pawns to move the propaganda forward.
New face.
Yep, and so
same
when you
agenda.
Go back to, listen, when we... A lot of people believe the last president that we had was actually Ronald Reagan. I could argue that a little bit, so on and so forth. But the bottom line is, when Ronald Reagan died off and George Washington came, I'm sorry, George Bush Sr. moved into position, this was the guy that's a part of the Skull of Bones. If you know anything about his daddy, Prescott Bush, he was financing Hitler's war, a lot of criminal activity behind the Bush regime, majorly. And they knew that that's all they had to say is we're Christians and the people would go back to sleep. Well, that's exactly what happened. But what they didn't pay attention to was George Bush Sr. actually calling for a new world order over 212 12 times from the presidential bully pulpit right in their faces. And then you have Clinton, and then you have Chinagate, you have Monica Lewinsky, you have 147 dead people around the Clinton administration. He was the biggest drug dealer. You had Waco, you had Oklahoma City bombing. Friends, same administration that you're dealing with today was the one Clinton had. Now they're tried and true to their criminal activity. Next point, then you had George W. Bush come in. Well, look at his daddy. Then we had a September 11th, and now we have Barack Hussein Obama blatantly attacking the American way. By the way, he said that he would fundamentally transform America. So it's not like he's doing anything in the dark, but if the 312 million people in this country had simply come together, because you're all saying the same things, friend, we could impeach his hind end quickly, and we could hold him to civil accountability concerning the laws that they have broken over our constitutional republic, because they have. This is treasonous.
Yes, sir. And we must have justice. Because if we don't have it, I mean, society in so many ways is just sliding off the edge of the earth right now because we don't have justice.
Right.
These people are let go to do anything they want to, and there's no justice. This is a horrible situation.
Yes. And the thing is when the people come together, though, Jim, for the sake of time, because we're up against the break coming up here in just a couple minutes and I got other callers, what's interesting about it is when you say they, can I ask you who is they?
I'm sorry, in context to...
You're saying they can get away with whatever they want. I know what you're saying, that justice is the guardian of liberty. Yes.
They are the fascists, the ones that are the mergers and enjoyers of this fascist system.
Right.
Corporate and state powers merging together, those people.
Okay, now let me ask you, why is the 312 million people in this country, in America today, why are they letting over 535 people do what they want without accountability?
Because they, I don't know, maybe they're blinded. They sure seem like it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? Thank you for your call for the sake of time. You want to
good
pick that up?
Good observations, Jim.
Yep, thank you very much, Jim. We got Jeff from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
Grandiosa.
Fine, thank you.
I like that new word, grandiosa. You like that?
That's grand.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, Jeff.
Yeah, that's great. I just had a thought in this whole debate. I think that the majority of Christians in this country are not true Christians.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into 80% of any Christian church anywhere with a backwards hat and piercings, you're going to get judged, even though it says in the Bible, don't judge people. That's up for God to do.
Right.
And then you've also got, not just the Christians, but evangelists and the Catholics.
Well, let me say this to you, my friend. Out of doing all of the high schools across this country, our greatest opposition has been the professed church. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. That's why they hung him up on the cross. And who had him hung up on the cross? Caiaphas, Annas, the high priest, so on and so forth, and all the bad guys in government. And it was Jesus that said, beware of the leaven of Herodians, government doctrine, and beware of the Pharisees and their doctrine, the church doctrine. You have to walk right down the center. Christianity is exhibited. It's not talked about. Because the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. And what we're looking for is the real Christianity too. So therefore, we have to hold the mirror to ourselves and practice what we preach and actually right the wrongs, because the church in America is called to bring the answers to the world, not to take from the world. So where we criticize, let's quicken ourselves all the more. Let's ask the Lord for more grace to keep the commandments better, so we have the power to right the wrongs, because he promised that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That's why I am on the radio, because I believe what God said, that we are not to limit the Holy One of Israel. That's why we're here, my friend.
Yeah.
And I agree. I agree with what you're saying.
Everything you guys are doing. I mean,
you're
the only... preachers or whatever you want to call yourselves, that I would ever really listen to anymore.
Well, amen.
Yeah, amen. Well, it just goes to show you, too, I was going to say, Jeff, that the fact that we talked about this last week, just because you walk into a garage doesn't make you a truck. Just because you go to church doesn't make you
a
Christian.
That's
so
right.
Lots of people profess the name of Christ, but in works they deny him. So that's why we have to judge a man by their fruits, as the Bible says, by what they do, not by what they say, to say if they're truly are Christians and representatives of Christ.
That's
right. A good point to know.
And so let's not our excuse or excuse ourselves for other people that leave undone what should be done. Let's hold it to ourselves and ask the Lord to reveal his arm unto us and show himself strong on our behalf. So the world does know that he's alive forevermore, because God never used a majority. He always used a minority. Just ask Gideon. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sons and...
Daughters of Liberty.
You like that?
I like it.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Thank you, Jeff from Washington. Folks, we got one more segment coming up talking about, is our government...
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and will continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I love it, 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 I love it. I do. I love it. Did you guys hear that? I said I love it.
That's a lot of love.
It's a lot of love. I just got an email. Ron Smorinsky. Hey, Bradley. Finally, the mystery has been solved. Ecclesia is the word used in the New Testament written by the apostles. The etymology of the word pre-church history is used by the apostles, the Greeks, and well understood by the Romans, is Greek. It means the assembly of people for governmental affairs.
Nice.
Of course.
Love
it. So it is not the Greek word synagogue for the word kyriokes of the Lord, which evolved into the words...
This is a little challenging.
Yeah. No, this is good. I love doing word studies because they really paint the picture for you.
Is this Hebrew?
Kyriokes of the Lord, which evolved into the words charis in Old English and churches in Old Germany. The apostles did not use kyriokes to describe their churches. They used the word ecclesia. Of course, it's God's government on the word. That's why the church, when it's called to be the light of the world, holds government accountable to what God's standard is through his government.
That's right. You know, did you finish reading that?
He said, it is time churches of today know who... They worship then.
Exactly.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about a daughter of liberty here real quick for all of our daughters of liberty out there. You know, Abigail Adams, she had so many good things to say.
Well, we don't do that here.
Oh, we got to talk about the feminine side. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just not going to get weird with it.
No. Yeah. Abigail Adams, I don't think, got weird a day in her life. She said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. Is it possible that he whom no moral obligation binds can have any real goodwill towards men? Can he be a patriot who, by an openly vicious conduct, is undermining the very bonds of society? The scriptures tell us righteousness exalteth a nation." Again, it goes back to the same thing. If you're a patriot, then you also have the fear of God, and you also respect the foundations that our nation was established upon.
You know, it kind of catches me in a thought. And the thought is this. I remember a friend of ours was actually street preaching once, and an art student that was going to college for art was
really
talking about her denial of God. And I know it's a little off track, but it still proves my point. And our friend said to her, "So have you ever seen a painting that did not first have an artist?"
Right.
And,
painter.
Yeah, a painter.
Mm-hmm.
Or a structure that didn't first have a builder.
Right.
So, like, a creation has to have a creator,
mm-hmm.
and because he's a faithful father, he gives us governments
to
abide by.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Common sense.
Yep. Remember when I said about James Wilson, because what we're talking about right now, friends, is how people say, well, actually, we got one individual to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and say, "Bradley, I wish I was with you on this Constitution and God thing, but Bradley, they are just antithetical. They're contrast. They stand in contradiction one to another." When in fact, government comes from God, right? So when I was actually quoting James Wilson, did you know what preceded, "Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. The divine law forms an essential part of both." What precedes that, James Wilson said, "Human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law, which is divine."
Amen.
Okay, so again, we have people that understand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kicking up against the goads. Those that are destroying or attempting to destroy this country, they're the ones that are attempting to revise, to fool enough people to believe what they say, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to. And again, I want to just remind the revisionist that God has not changed his mind.
Yep.
You're still appointed once to die, and after this, the judgment.
Right.
So after listening to today's radio show, you're not going to get out of the fact that now you have the knowledge, and if you kick up against the goals of that knowledge, now you stand guilty as charged on judgment day.
And speaking of revisionists, Woodrow Wilson was the one who said, "A nation which does not remember..."
What was his name?
Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, you know me, I got to point this out.
I said
out.
Revisionist correctly. I thought I messed that word up.
Revisionist.
But anyway, he said, "A nation which does not..."
You been hanging around Barney Franks or something?
Oh, no. I got no relation with me and
Okay,
Barney.
Now I'm going to slip into it,
okay,
so
you're right.
Sorry about that.
You better just quit.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and say this by Woodrow Wilson. He said, "A nation which does not remember what it was yesterday does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. We are trying to do a futile thing if we do not know where we came from or what we have been about. America was born a Christian nation."
Amen.
"America was born to exemplify that devotion to the tenets of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture."
Okay, so we always talk about our history,
mm-hmm.
the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a second. So our country was born in the fire.
That's
because,
exactly,
see,
right.
Friends, those that are born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're dealing with a lot of smoke.
Absolutely.
But I'd just like to reestablish and give you the answers as to what the dilemma is. So if you have the answers, then you can deal with the dilemma if you believe what the answers are.
Mm-hmm.
"Upon this rock I will build my church. The revelation has already been given unto us. So let's therefore obey the word of God, keep his commandments, and win the day," because he
That's
promised
exactly
that
right.
we would.
And you know, America, are we going to stand up? I mean, we've got hundreds and hundreds of years in our country found upon us as a Christian nation. It's undisputable,
yeah.
Undeniable. Are we going to let this wicked administration attempt to, well, whatever we
one
once were.
One administration.
Yeah, yeah. He said, you know, whatever we once were, it is clear that no, we're no longer a Christian nation, blah, 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 whatever he went on to say. But he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America.
Yeah.
Listen, no, not on our watch.
Okay, so
no
Obama
way.
Wants
stand
to wear the
America.
Crown, but he doesn't want to bear the cross.
That's right.
So let's go back to those that bore the cross. Speaking again of how someone went to Sons of Liberty Radio and said that God and government are antithetical one towards another. No, they are not. George Washington warned, this used to be in your school books in schools across this country all the way up until 1962.
Mm-hmm.
It was George Washington's farewell address, and this is what he warned. He said, let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality, which comes by God, can be maintained without religion. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds, he said, George Washington did, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle. By the way, in 1962, when the Supreme Court said, no longer is it a permissible objective for your kids to pray and to study the Ten Commandments in public schools, was the same year that they actually removed George Washington's farewell address and his warnings to students across this country.
That's right.
Ironic, friends? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Exactly. And it's a majority. If you look at Daniel Webster, he said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. If we abide by those principles taught in what? The Quran? No. The Bible. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic.
Yeah, so you have a religion exactly. Incrementally forcing itself upon you, little by little, friends. Either do what we say or we're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It's time for America.
Oh, religions
to stand
are very responsible for all the wars. No, if we listen to what God commanded us when he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, we wouldn't have this problem. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I didn't say, follow these other gods. Friends, all roads lead to the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, like it or not.
That's right.
One God, not 100, not 1,000, not 10 million, my Hare Krishna friends out there. No, one. Okay? And when we get that down and we obey, we're not going to have wars. And if we do have wars, it's going to be people setting others straight as to what God commanded in the first place. Thou shalt not kill. Isn't it interesting that people out there fall for the fact that religion is responsible, namely Christianity is really what it comes back to without fail, all fingers pointed back to those that follow Christ, which in fact it was my God that said, thou shalt not kill. But who do they accuse more than anybody else on the face of the planet for being responsible for holy wars?
Mm-hmm.
Christians, what Bible, friends, are you reading?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. The Bible,
final say.
The Bible says in Acts 4, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's
amen.
The Bible authority for
amen.
You.
Amen.
So
like
those
that.
Of you who are listening and you say, listen, I love you guys. We support what you do. Let's become sons and daughters of liberty. Let's do this thing together. As we were talking about on the show, we're not going to let a wicked administration try to tear down hundreds of years of our government, and we are going after it. We're not standing on the defensive.
Never have.
We're on the offensive. We're getting in the fight.
You
we are
go,
going,
girl.
We are not. We're the boat rockers.
You
go. In the first part of our program here. But for those of you who want to support and become Sons and Daughters of Liberty, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can see how you can become a son or daughter of liberty. Or you can go ahead and call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And I also have to wish our producer a
yes.
very happy birthday. Our 9-year-old producer is now 10 today.
Thanks.
Officially. So how do you
happy
feel?
Happy birthday, kiddo.
How do you feel? You feel really old? Any gray hairs yet?
No.
Not yet. Maybe when you're, 40, you
honey,
get
some
gray hairs.
Honey, I think he just filled his pants.
Thanks.
Oh, honey, we got rid of those diapers years ago, didn't we?
That's right. Well, happy birthday to you. Hope
good
you have
job,
a great,
buddy.
Wonderful
thanks.
Day. So we're getting older here at the Sons of Liberty. We got lots to work to do. And you know what? We're training up our next generation in the way that they should go. So when they're old, they will not depart from it. We are trusting that you sons and daughters of Liberty who are listening to us are doing the same exact thing. Liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction. We got a job to do. Let's do it together.
Oh, you go, girl.
Woo!
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. And we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.